Okay, let's get into our discussion of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tez Zayin Yerushalmi, and we are on Tez Vav Amud Beis, towards the bottom after the Mishnah. So we spoke about what the formula is to be Mekadesh the month. The head of the Bezdin says Mekudesh, everyone else says Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and then there's a Machlokas Tanam about when Bezdin is Mekadesh. Is it every month? Is it never? Is it some months? Those were three shitas that we had in the Tanaim. The Tanakama said, no matter what, Bein Shneir Bizmano, Bein Shneir Bizmano, Mekachin Oso, you always do Kiddush HaKodesh. Bezdin has that declaration. Blazer Bar Tzadok says, no, only if it's a 29-day month. If it's a 30-day month, then you don't do it. And then Shurma Yachoy in the Braisa, says that you never do it. You never do it. Just, Yovel has to be, sanctified, by Bezdin, but not Chodesh. The Chodesh is just what was called Mikuyam. It was Mikuyam, but it was not a sanctified, right? This is different than which months they set the fires to. That's something separate, meaning which months did they feel the need to let everybody know, what month it was. That was what we discussed last time, but this is relating to the Kiddush itself in Bezdin. So, now about eight lines up from the bottom, Tini. L'Kiddush HaChodesh Maschilin Min HaGadol. For Kiddush HaChodesh, remember the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that speaks about when you have cases of dinim nefashas, dinim mamonis, who expresses their opinion first? The smallest dayan, meaning the lowest level dayan, or the gadol hador, or the greatest dayan? Because what's the worry? The worry is if the greatest dayan expresses his opinion, then everybody else is not going to say anything. If the gadol hador says yes, I'm going to say no. If he says pater, I'm going to say usher. So that's why we're nervous by cases where one has to really use their umdina and use their shikol hadas, then, and it's more, weighty, the issue, so then we might start with the min hatzad. Min hagadol, if it's something that's not really a decision to be made, or it's not as, the stakes aren't as high, so then we might say min hagadol. So here, the Kiddush HaChodesh, we start min hagadol. And we'll see, this is only by Kiddush HaChodesh and not by Ibur Hashanah. Why by Kiddush HaChodesh? Because as we'll see, Kiddush HaChodesh, let's just finish the line and then we'll see. Amar Bichia Bar Adam Astisa Amar Kain. Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh. As it says, as we know, the it says here in the Mishnah, the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh. And somehow we think that's only, the Rosh Bezdin not only announces it, but he's also the first one to give his opinion. Unclear exactly how you get that from the Mishnah, but that's how the Gemara understands. Tini Libra Hashanah Maschilim Min Hatzad. For Ibra Hashanah, you do not start with the greatest dayan. That you start Min Hatzad. You start from the lowest dayan. Why? What's the difference? So explains the Karbana Eda. Because Kiddush HaChodesh, you're not really deciding anything. The Edom already announced that you're just going to say, okay, we trust the Edom. So it's not really much of a decision, so that's why you can start with a gadol. Ibur Hashanah, there are a lot of factors. Ibur Hashanah, a lot of factors, exactly as we're going to see today, and the Gemara even expands in Masechta Sanhedrin in the Bavli in the first parak, many different factors why the grain and the cold and the hot and the fruit. So because that's a real shikol hadas, that's why you start min hatzad when it comes to Ibur Hashanah. Amar of Zvida, the Hein Baisa Delara, Rav Zvida says, this lower Bezdin, Baisa's Bezdin, this Bezdin, lower Bezdin, Lo Nagin Kain, right? They didn't do this for Ibur Hashanah. What does that mean? The Karban Eid has a couple of days. Maybe no. Even Ibur Hashanah, they started Minha Gadol. Lo Shamya, the Ha Reb Chiya, Bar Madia, Reb Yonah, Bar Rebi Ba, Reb Chiya, B'Shem Reb Chiya, B'Shem Reb Yochanan, the Kiddush HaCholim, Maschilim Minha Gadol, Ibur Hashanah, Maschilim Minha Tzad. They didn't hold to that. They didn't hold of that, and therefore they didn't follow that practice, right? We paskin this way. We paskin this chiluk. The Rambam quotes this chiluk in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the fourth parak that when it comes to, right, if you look in Parak Dalet Halacha Yud, the Rambam says ubi'ibur Hashana maschilin min hatzad ulekiddush HaChodesh maschilin min hagadol. That is what we paskin for Kiddush HaChodesh. V'kfar nichnas Rabbi Yochanan v'hu shahaya hakatat shabahem. One day Rabbi Yochanan went in, and he was the smallest of the dayanim, or the youngest. Amrulo, they said, Emor, Hare Hashana, Mekudeshes, Bi'ibura. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, say the Shana is Mekudeshes, Bi'ibura. What is Bi'ibura? In its extension. Amar, and he said, Hare Hashana, Mekudeshes, we're going to take out the hay here, Bi'ibur. Right, that's the Girsa of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So he answered them a little bit differently than then they asked him to say something, right? So they said, "Nu, say the Shana Mukudeshes. Is that your opinion?" Biibura. Right. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Shina Bilashono. He changed his lashon. Hey, Mamrulo Amar. They said to him, "Say this," and he said, "Ibur, the extension, not its extension." So what's the difference between, you know, its extension, the extension? Why'd he change the lashon? Amar Rabbi Yonasan, ra lashon shelimadnu ben anafach. Look, ben anafach. Look, Rabbi Yonasan said, look at the lashon that the son of the blacksmith, that was Rabbi Yochanan's nickname. So who, look what he taught us. Ilu amar bi'ibura, if it had said bi'ibura in its ibur, so then ha'yisi omer, I might have thought its ibur, elu acharas ar yom sha'achama odefes al halavana b'chol shana. Now, why do we add on a month sometimes? Because we know that the solar year is 11 days longer than the lunar year, 365 and 354, generally. So one might say, you know what, why do we have to add on every couple of years? We add on 30 days, just add on 11 days every year. You know, that would be to keep the seasons in sync. But we don't do that. We do 30 days every couple of years. So that's what the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us by saying the extension, not its extension. Its extension might have meant its extension is a personal extension, 11 days. But no, we just do objective 30 days every couple of years. That's what you get. Let's read it. So Elo Amar Biibur, if it's at its extension, Hayisi Omar, I might have said, Elu Acharas Ar Yom Shacham Odevas Halavana. These are the 11 days that the solar is longer than the lunar Bechal Shana in every year. Ela Biibur Shosifa Lachachamim Shloshim Yom. But it means the Ibur that the rabbis added on to the days, Shloshim Shana, Ve'ibruha, and they were ma'aber it in that year. That's what they did, but Rabbi Yochanan used that other lashon. Remember, the Rama Paskin, it's one mitzvah, Kufnun Gimel, mitzvah saseh. There aren't, even though there are differences between Ibur Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh, like we just saw, but it's one, counted as one mitzvah saseh. To set up the calendar for Am Yisrael to make sure everything is taken care of, both in terms of months and in terms of years. Good. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yasser b'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, le'ibur, another difference. Le'ibur, holchin achar haminui. When you go into the room to get everything ready, there was a whole procession. Who went into the room first? So for Ibur Hashana, holchin achar haminui. Who goes in first? The one who was mimuneh, the one who was appointed first. What does appointed mean? 2 days in the Mefarshim here. Either it means whoever got the invitation for this, minui, meaning you had to be mamuna in order to do the Ibur Hashana, whoever got the appointment first, Sanhedrin, that's what mamuna means, or it means whoever got smicha first, whoever's the oldest one, whoever was appointed in general, not specifically for this one, but whoever got the appointment. That's in terms of who goes in first. Lebezvad, but regarding Bezvad is where the Kiddush HaChodesh was done. So for Kiddush HaChodesh, Holchin Achar HaRagil, you go by the one, whoever is more commonly involved in the in these processes, if he's been doing this for a while, this is his expertise. So Holchin Achar HaRagil, you go by the one who is most commonly there. So the Karban Eida. Misha Rogel Lios Bebeis Avad Hu Nechnas Chila. Whoever is there first. But even though that's true, but as we said earlier, by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Gadol speaks first. So even if the Ragil goes in first, but the Gadol speaks first. Kigon, like the following examples, Rabbi Chanina Pasach, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lachesh Chatz, Rabbi Chanina, you know, opened up his, the Diyun there. When he did it, because he was the greater Dayan, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, they finished. Chasman. Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda Pasach, Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bibi, Chasman. Rabbi Chagai Pasach, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Chasman. So those are all different examples of who started and who finished off. So we know, as we'll learn better from later also, the idea of having to be, invited into the group. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about that there were, sometimes there were those that were not invited in and they went in, and that teaches us the Gemara here? Teaches us that they went in and he didn't want to embarrass the others. Let me just find it. Here it is back on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara talks about Shmuel HaKatan. Rabbi Shmuel HaKatan that, Aniyush Alisi Shalo Bershus. Velola Aber, sorry, earlier. Ella, Maisaber Gamliel Sha'amar Hashkimuli Shiva La Aliyah. Hishkimu Matzah Shmona. Right? They went, they invited seven, and there were eight there. Va'amar, Mihu Sha'ala Shalo Bershus Yerid. Whoever wasn't invited, you know, please leave. Amat Shmuel HaKatan Va'amar Aniyush Alisi Shalo Bershus. Sorry, Shmuel HaKatan, right, the author of Alam Al-Shinim, says, you know, I'm sorry, but I'll leave. Velola Aber Ashan Alisi Alum Adalachal Maiser Utrachti. I really didn't want to take part, but you know, I just wanted to see what was going on. Right? It's better than being onto the bed. Gemara at the end of brachas. Amar lo, shave b'ni shave. Re'uyos kol hashanim kulam l'sabra al yadcha. No, you could stay. You could stay. El amar chachamim ema abrenes hashana el b'mizumanim la. Right? That's the halacha. And the Gemara just adds, it wasn't Shmuel HaKatan. V'lo Shmuel HaKatan haya ela inesh achrina u'machves kisufuhu David. He didn't want him to be embarrassed. Like it happened. He learned that from Rebbe, like the story with Rebbe. Rebbe's one time sitting and giving shir, and all of a sudden, he smelled garlic. Somebody did not brush their teeth that day. Omar, Mishach Hashum Yese, whoever ate garlic, could you please, you know, have Rachmanis on us? So Omar Rebbechia went and left. And therefore all of them left. And the next day, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, went to Rebbechia and says, What do you not brush your teeth for? He says, you think it was me? Lo tekez ozmi Yisrael. It wasn't me. Right? It was someone else, but I don't want it to be embarrassed, etc. So you see there from that you need the Mizumanim. So that's what it's referring to here. It's according to one opinion, that's what it means. Hochan achar ha minui, the one who was invited first. That's the one that that goes in first. Okay. Kahana ismini kadmi min Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Kahana was appointed, was ismini before Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha was the one that just said this statement on top. Right, that Ibor, you go in after the Minui, and the Kiddush HaChodesh, you go after the Rogel, whoever goes in first. So Kahana was appointed before Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, and all Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Kadmi Minei Libura. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha went in. Kahana was appointed first, but Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, who said that the one who was appointed first should go in first, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha went in first. So Amar, Hachid, so Kahana exclaimed, Hachid Mari Dishmu'asa Lo Makayim La. Understand, you made this statement. That, you know, the one who was invited first should go in first. And you went in first. I was invited first. So, he was upset about that. Reb Chiya Barba, Havi Koi Matzli. One time, another story about Reb Kahana. One time, Reb Chiya Barba was davening. Koi Matzli. All Reb Kahana, the Kamle, this is now Reb Kahana. There would have been different Kahana and Reb Kahana, but this is now Reb Kahana. Reb Kahana went, the Kamle Matzali Minachore. Rav Kahana came in and started davening behind Rav Chiya Barba. Min dechasal Rav Chiya Barba min slose. When Rav Chiya Barba finished, Yasiv lay. Right? What is Yasiv lay? He sat, he stood. Let's say it means he stood in place. Right? Because his Talmud, so to speak, was davening right behind him. So he couldn't take the three steps back. So he was waiting for him. So, Dola Mever Kumi, because he didn't want to go across in front of him. So Rav Kahana marach mitzlose. Rav Kahana had a nice long davening. Right, so the Rebbe who was in front of him couldn't take three steps back. Min dechasa Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana finished, Amar le, he says, so the Rebbe says to Rav Kahana, Hachidatu nehigin gabaychun mitzaren rav revechon. What, this is your minog? To make your Rebbeim in pain? Right, to make them bother, to make them stand? What are you starting, Shmon Esrei, you know, behind me after, right, after I started? There's a lot to say here, but let's just finish the whole story. Amar le, Rebbe, anam b'debes Eli. You have to understand, I'm from the house of Eli. V'ksiv al debeis Eli, and it says about Beis Eli, remember the curse of Beis Eli, that they didn't properly, you know, deal with the karbanos in the days of Sefer Shmuel. Im yischaper avon Beis Eli bezevach u'mincha ad olam. Right, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, they will never get a kapara with zevach and mincha, with karbanos. And we darshan, this is a different drasha than the Bavli. Right, what do we say here? Bezevach u'mincha yimizkaper lo. Where do we medayik? They won't get kapara with zevach and mincha. Avo mizkaper lo betfila. But they'll kapara with tefila. That's why I daven so long. Because that's the only way I'm going to get kapara. Because I'm from the house of Eli. So karbanos aren't going to help me. So this is the only way. If you look in the Bavli, Daf Yud Ches, it says, Eina mizkaper bezevach u'mincha, but mizkaper v'toru v'gimilas chasadim. It's a different limit. But I need tefila, mizkaper lo betfila. So the Rebbe heard that and said, you know what? Okay. Let me help you out. V'tzali ilavei, and he davened, the Rebbe davened for him. He realized that, he needs the tefillah. V'zocha lemesav, and he, Rav Kahana then was zocha to get very old. Adis avdun, Tafroi sumkan kahada dakaka. So that until his fingernails became red like a baby's fingernails. Dakaka. So I guess it was when he was very old. He lived very old. When you, I don't know exactly what it means, the red fingernails, but the fingernails look like a baby's. It was very old and it was, I guess a circle of life, right? Our fingernails look similar when, by the baby and by the, when we're older. Okay. There's a lot to talk about on this, story. First of all, the halacha. We know the halacha from Maseches Brachos about not passing in front of someone when they are davening. There is a chakira. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. What exactly is the reason? The Gemara in Brachos Chaf Zayin. Aser lavar kenegan amispalel toch dalet amosav. Right? The pashtus of the Gemara and the Rishonim is that you can't go in front of somebody davening. Right? It doesn't matter for what reason. Even if it's for a dvar mitzvah. Right? It just says, now let it go. Not just for a dvar, it says even for a dvar mitzvah. What about a dvar mitzvah? You know, taking 3 steps back is a dvar mitzvah. Right? You're part of davening. That's how you finish davening. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Beis, Sif, Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Bey, Sif, Hey, Im Hishlim Tfilaso, Vahaya Adam Acher Bispala Acharav, if I finish davening and somebody else is davening behind me, Asir Lufsoa Shalosh Psios, Achigmar Misha Acharav is Tfilaso. I'm not allowed to take 3 steps back. Shem Yase Zeh, Hare Zeh, Over Connected Amispalo. Vesorach Ledaktik Bazeh, Afilu Ma'achron Hiskel Ispala Acharav. And even if it's his fault, he started way after me. Doesn't matter. I mean, achar shekfar hiskel. One is allowed to do. One is allowed to, not allowed to do that. So again, that's the pashas is even for a dvar mitzvah. Other rishonim Rashi there on Daf Chav Zayin says aser lavar kedelagia mimkomo sheyuchal lasheves bimkomo. That's what Rashi says. You can't go to sit down. The Priva Gadim is Bedayek, Mashma, that only for a Dvar Rishus. You want to sit down, so that's where it's a problem. But if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, because Dafka just to finish your Shemona Esrei for whatever other mitzvah, maybe it will be Mutter. So Machlokes Rishonim, the Priva Gadim lines it up as, you know, what's the, you know, are you allowed to be over Lefnei Mispalel for a Dvar Rishus? So the Chakira, there's a Sefer Chakiros on Maseches Brachos. But again, this, others suggested also, what's the time? What's the reason for not going connected on his palo? Is it kavana? If I go in front of somebody who's davening, I'm going to mess up his kavana. Is that the reason? Or is the reason that this is a makam ashkina? In front of somebody who's davening, the shkina is there. He's talking to the shkina and you can't be mafsik that private meeting. So that could be the nafkamina. If it's about messing up his kavana, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter why you're going there. You can't mess up his kavana. Even for a dvar mitzvah is going to be aser. But if it's about, it's the makam hashchina. If I'm doing the mitzvah, that's not a violation of the makam hashchina. I'm also doing a mitzvah and therefore it would be okay. What about if the person's eyes are closed? Right? He doesn't see me. So then according to the first day, it's kavana. That is no problem. Even dvar rishus should be mutter. But if it's the shchina, it shouldn't matter if his eyes are closed. So number one, dvar rishus, dvar mitzvah. Number two, what if his eyes are closed? Number three, what if there is a bench or something in between, right? Or a chair that might create a halachic hefsik. So again, it depends if they could see me. But again, if it's a makom hashchinas, maybe this is considered a separate makom, right? But if not, so then it would still be usher. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Vim eino acharav mamish rak maruchak letzadin nira deshari." Right? What if it's not exactly behind? Then we do the old diagonal. You know, so they quote a story from Ramosha. I think I mentioned this before. They quote a story. The Ramosha was one time they were davening mincha at a chassan's tish. And Rav Moshe was davening there, and they were waiting for Rav Moshe to finish. Rav Moshe finished, but there was some yeshiva bacher that was davening behind Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe was waiting. Rav Moshe was waiting and waiting, and he was having a lot of kavana, this younger boy. And then like 10 minutes later, finally finished, Rav Moshe took steps back. They said, Rebbe, we didn't want to start without you. He's like, okay. So he said, why don't you take 3 steps back? He's like, there was somebody davening behind me. They say, you could be a little flexible. Rav Moshe says, I don't understand. There was a brick wall behind me. I couldn't move. That's Rav Moshe. There was a brick wall. What do you mean move? And what do you mean be go die? There was a brick wall. I couldn't move. For Rav Moshe, the halacha was a brick wall. But this is one point about Kahana. Interesting. The Kvod Chachamim, the Sefer HaSefer, one of the Achron in the back here, he says, what did it say? The Pazik says by a base Eli, Zevach and Mincha is not going to work. Karbanos are going to work, but Tefillah is going to work. Don't all karbanas have tefillah along with it? I don't think it's a carbon without tefillah, without vidui. So what does that mean? That the karban is not going to work, but tefillah is going to work. I don't understand what exactly that's, how is that is, is going to work here. All the achronim talk about this. So he says here, v'yesh la'karcha tefila vidui dvarim, I'm looking, ain't shum carbon l'ratzon. So what's going on here? El shepirusho amarbe betfila ma'od, v'ade pasha shepirusho kein. So it must be here, tefila l'chud bahem adif mi karbanos. Why? You're right. In this context, tefila is better than karbanos with tefila, because their mess up was with karbanos. Remember the story of the children of Eli? They dafka messed. They didn't bring the karbanos on time. They were ma'acher, the women. They couldn't go back to their husbands after they brought their karbanos. So it's kategar sanegar. That's the issue here. Karbanos weren't going to work for them, even though karbanos usually have tefila along with them, because it's cheto bibizoyon kachim. Alkein bohem ain't kategar nasa sanegar. V'lachein, afim ain't tefila gadola mi karbanos, b'kom akom bohem yoser gadol, v'ain kapar bohem klal bezevach, according to this, it could have might have just been dafka karbanos, no, but everything else, yes. That's why the Bavli says Torah and Chesed. There are others that talk about that too. There's also a discussion whether Rav Kahana here said, "I am from Beis Eli," which is mashma that he was a Kohen. Mashma that he was a Kohen. If you look in the Gemara elsewhere, Gemara in Kiddushin, Gemara in Pesachim, they talk about Rav Kahana taking, there are a couple of Gemaras. Rav Kahana taking Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos talks about this in a few places. If you look in Tosfos, Mem Teslam Abezim Sachim, it's also in Kiddushin. So Rav Kahana said, Ilav the Nesivi Kahanto Lo Galoy. If I wouldn't have married a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, Lo Galoy. Mashma Shaloaya Kohen. I, Kiddushin Davches, Rav Kahana Shakal Sudra Pidyon HaBen, Bishvil Ishto Hayo Lokeach. This is Tosfos Ashita against all other Rishonim. Tosfos says this in Kiddushin and in Pesachim. An Ashes Kohen could take Pidyon HaBen. I'm sorry, an Ashes Kohen. A husband of a Bas Kohen. A husband of a Bas Kohen is allowed to take Pidyon HaBen. This is what Tosfos says. The Pnei Yeshua says, I don't know where Tosfos got this from. Tosfos says that, since when do you have such a thing? You could have an Ashes Kohen could eat Truma, because she's Kenyan Kaspo. But to say that a husband of a Bas Kohen has the status of a Kohen for certain halachas, if you look at the Sefer Pidyon HaBen Ki Hilchasa, he quotes, Pidyon HaBen nitan rak lezichrei kahuna. Shenem rabo v'nasata ha-kesev la'aron levanav. Banim v'lobanos. Ein podem eitzel kohenes. V'kol shekein ein podem eitzel Yisrael she'eshes kohen. Fine. So in the footnote, he quotes all the Rishonim. The Rambam, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Chinuch, the Tosfos, the Tur, all say only a male kohen. Das Tosfos Pesachim. Tosfos Pesachim, Tosfos Kiddushin. So it's Chassam Sofer Paskins, that if you don't have any kohen anywhere in the world, and a person's very old, and he just wants to fulfill the mitzvah, okay, give it to a Bas Kohen Bali Bracha. And make it tonight, you know, you're doing this because there's no other choice. Okay, we continue. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Akhtim Lechad Savli Bura. One time, there was an older man that was led in to the room before Reish Lakish, to be Ma'aber. And then Reish Lakish knew he wasn't such a wise individual. Va'ailune min ha'utara. And then a few minutes later, they had to remove him. They had to remove this older man from the gate. From the gate, because they realized he didn't really know much and he shouldn't be there. So Reish Lakish replied, Dilhon Amar, right? It serves them right, so to speak. Ken yebischaran. They didn't do the proper research. They brought in this Ama Aretz to take part of the Ibra Shana, and they shouldn't have. Says the Gemara, why is that so bad? Don't we know that we don't need the biggest Talmid HaChamim to give us factors about Ibur? Remember the story from Sanhedrin 2? There was a story that they were Ma'abar the Shana based on the factors brought up by three people who took care of cattle. Chad Minon Amar, one of them said, Bakir Lakish, the wheat and the barley, Ba'adar Mints. Right, for a good adar, you need the wheat and the barley to be blossoming and up to the same stage in adar. V'charana amar, and you don't have that. V'charana amar, the other one said, kidum ba'adar, if there is an east wind in adar, puch lochech, blow out your breath, upuk lekuvle, and the winds will be pushed away. Meaning, if it's warm enough so that even if there's a colder wind, you could blow your warm breath from your mouth and the wind won't affect you, so that means it's warm enough. And if not, It's still too cold. The Charana Amar, Tor Ba'adar. You know what the Adar weather is like? Tor, an ox. Tor Ba'adar Be'edre Yamus. In the morning, an ox in its herd could die because it's freezing. And then in the afternoon, Ubetal Tinta, in the shade of a te'ena, of a fig tree, Mashke Yishalach, it'll scrub its skin. Meaning it's so hot, it'll go under the shade of a tree and start rubbing its skin to try to keep cool. So these are all factors. Varan Cham Yin Shasa to Les Chaminon. And we saw these three shepherds or Bakar people said, we don't have any of these. Ibra Hashana Al Pim. And they listened to them. So you see, you don't need the biggest Talmidei Chachamim to for Ibra Hashana. Answer, Amar Rabbi Chelbov, Hiskin Bezdin Imayim. No, it wasn't that Bezdin just said these factors. Bezdin looked into it and they agreed. Bezdin agreed with these factors. It wasn't just only based on what they said. Lokain, period. So the Gemara says, Lokain Amar Abzira V'hein Shei Kula Morin Beitam Echad. Doesn't everybody have to go stay for the same reason though? And here they all have different reasons. No. Answer, Mikivan Di Ilin Modi Li Ilin Vida Modi Li Ilin. They each said a different answer, but they each were Moda to the other ones. They said, you're right, that one's a factor too. So if you say that, Kamisha Kula Morin Beitam Echad. So that is Ki'ilu, they all said one Tam, and therefore it could work. There is an interesting Ramah, which we're not going to get into the Achron, and the Ramah says in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Chafhei, if you have a Bezdin, you have a Bezdin, let's say a Bezdin of three, and there's a Machlokes, and it's two, right, it's a majority. But the two of the majority came to the Maskana for two different reasons. Right? He thinks Chaya for reason A, he thinks Chaya for reason B. Is that counted as a majority? Because they're each saying for different factors. So the Ramah says yes. The Ramah says yes. In Simin Chafhei, Sif Beis, the Ramah quotes that idea, which is similar to this Yesod. Some Achronim say, why didn't the Ramah quote this, the Achronim quote this as a source for the Ramah? I'm not going to look for it right now, but that's what the Ramah says. He says, Uvechein, Vafilu ein harab, Vechein im hayayachin neged rabim, hochanach harabim b'chol makom. Vafilu ein harabim maskimim mitam echad, elakol echad yesh lo tam b'fnei atzmo, hol vehem maskimim le'inyan adin, mikri rabim ba'azlina basrayu. Interesting Ramah in Simin Chafhei. Weiter. Reish Lakish makapet al hada milsa. Why was Reish Lakish so upset that somebody went in before him? So chashash lehi dam Reb Elazar. He was nervous about Reb Elazar. Dam Reb Elazar. Hi, so yadi. There's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that Reish Lakish would have interpreted as a curse if he wasn't allowed. Vaisa yadi elanavi machozim shav akos bim kazav besod ami lo yiyu. They won't be in besod ami zesoda ibur. That's a reference to doing ibur hashana. Ubiksa beis Yisrael lo yikasevu zehaminui. That's being appointed. Ksav beis Yisrael. Some achronim I saw the Minchas Elazar in the back says this is maybe a remez to giving up ksav of smicha. Bisman hazeh. Uksav beis Yisrael lo yikasevu zehaminui. That's being appointed. Ve'al admas Yisrael lo yavo'u zeeretz Yisrael. Right? Those are three brachas. And Reish Lakish thoughts, maybe if he didn't get into the Ibor, then it would be like he's doing something wrong. Ve'amar Reb Elazar, galthakas l'hacha, where Reb Elazar says, when I came here to the Bima'aber Amris Ha Gabichada, he said, I got one. Kadmanune, when I was appointed, Amris Ha Gabitarti, I got two. Kad Alas, I'm sorry, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I got one. When I was Nimne, I got two. Kad Alas, Libura, Amris Ha Taltihon Gavi, I have three. And that's what Reish Lakish was upset about, because he thought maybe this pasuk is being Mekuyam in him. So I said, what did I do wrong? Period. Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda B'Shem Rav, time of the Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok. What is Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok? Back in our Mishnah. Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok says, Bez is only Makadesh, the 29-day month. But if once it's 30 days, they don't have to do anything. They don't do anything. Why? Kivan she bezin shalmala roen. She ain't bezin shalmata makachin oso. Hein makachin oso. Once the bezdin in Shamayim sees that day 30 wasn't made into day one, so they already make day 31 into day one, because it's one of the two, right? So basically means it's automatic. It's automatic. And therefore, there's no need. Period. Says the next Mishnah. Demusiros Lavana Hayel Rabbi Gamliel Baliyaso. Rabbi Gamliel had pictures and forms of the moon in his attic in order to show the Edim. The Bavli has a big discussion about Losasel Chafesel making different forms. Bitavlo Bakosel he had on a tablet, he had on the wall. Shebahen Maran is Hadyotos. He used to show people, you know, in the previous Mishnah, right, they asked the questions. How high was it? Did it look like this? Did it look like that? Was the convex, concave? But a lot of us can't, like, understand those questions. Here, did it look like this? Did it look like that? That's much easier. So that's what he had, these pictures and forms, and he asked them, V'amar kazera isa o kazera isa? Did you see it like this? Did you see it like that? I saw one of the Sfarim in the back, Shalom Yerushalayim, says, what does it mean, ba'aliyaso, in his attic? What's the emphasis? Because maybe they came to him first, because he had all these pictures. He didn't want to waste Bezdin's time. So first they came to him, and he figured out who was, like, at least has potential to telling the truth. And then after that, they went to the place where the Ibra was going to take place. The Kiddush was going to take place. Two people came and said, well, we saw the old moon in the morning in the east and the new moon at night in the west. They're lying. That can't be. Gamliel says, no, it's possible. Wow. The old Boshnaim Amru Reinu Bismano, and others say, well, we saw it Bismano. We saw it on Lael 30. And the following night, nobody saw it. They said, we saw it last night, and the next night, nobody saw it. The Kibler of Gamliel. Gamliel accepted them, as we'll see. He'll think maybe it was cloudy the second night. Amr Rabbi Dosa ben Arkanis. Hey, the Shekarin, what are you talking about? If they saw it one night, it's got to be visible the next night. You could say a woman had a baby, and then you could say she's pregnant, going backwards. So here, once you see the moon, it can't be that it's not there anymore. So therefore, they thought he was lying. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Rewan Yitzvarecha. Yeshua's like, oh, it's Rabbi Dosim and Arkanis, sounds correct. Says the Gemara, Amr of Siblai, time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say what he says, that it must be Ede Sheker? Because, Kol Chodesh Shenolad, every time there is a molid, Kodim Lashay Shos, Ein Koch Ba'ayin Leros Hazayashan. Right? Before, right, you can't see the old one for 6 hours. And the Carbonator says, or after. Before and after the molad, there's a 12-hour period that you can't see any of the moon. So if they saw the moon within 12 hours, they must be lying. It can't be. This is a huge discussion in the Bavli, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Mabez. This relates to the dateline. There's a Rashi there, there's a Balamor there. The only Gemara in Shas, which seems to talk about, which possibly talks about the dateline, the Balamor there, Rosh Hashanah Chafim Beis. Vitani Kane, and the Gemara, there's a Brisa, Nira Yashem B'Shachris, Lo Nira Chadash Bein Arbayim, Nira Chadash Bein Arbayim, Lo Nira Yashem B'Shachris. You can't see one in the morning and one at night. Amrev Chia Barbav, Olam HaKibla and Rabbi Gamliel. So what about Rabbi Gamliel? How did he accept it? Shekin Mesoras B'Yad HaMiyavosav. He had a Mesora from his family. Pa'amim Aleph B'Ksara, Pa'amim Aleph Baruka. In general, it can't be seen for 12 hours. But once in a while it can. Once in a while, there's a shorter route that is taken, and therefore it might be able to be seen. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with Halacha Zayin next time.